Hi, this is Jackson Fong. I'm student ministries pastor here at Community Church of Susanville, and you're listening to another audio devotional. And this is taken from the series, The Me I Want to Be, Becoming God's Best Version of Me. This is taken from a book and a series done by John Ortberg. And what we're doing is, again, we're just simply taking a concept or a quote or a focal point from the study, and we're focusing on what Scripture says on it and looking a little deeper. This is part of week two in this series, the idea of renewing my mind. And today we're going to be looking at the conflict between the spirit and the sinful nature. If you have a Bible, go ahead and grab it and turn to Romans chapter 8. But before we look into the passage, why don't we go ahead and let's ask God to speak to us. Dear God, thanks for today. Thank you for our time together. And Lord, as we look at this idea of the spirit versus our sinful nature, help bring some clarity. Help us to better understand our old nature, and help us to understand better the nature you desire for us to have. We ask that you would speak to us, to encourage us if we're struggling, and at the same time, if we need some direction as far as what to cut loose or what to cling to, help us to hear from you there too. Thanks, God. We ask and pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we're looking at Romans chapter 8. We're not going to look at the entire chapter. It covers a whole lot of stuff. And if you get an opportunity, I'd encourage you to check out the entire chapter. It's got some great stuff in it. A lot of explanation, a lot of challenges, a lot of encouragement. Especially if you're having some difficulty, Romans chapter 8 is a great passage to check out. But we're going to look at the first part of Romans chapter 8. And we're going to start with verse 1, life in the Spirit. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. The law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do. He sent His own Son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving His Son as a sacrifice for our sins. He did this so that the just requirement of the law would be fully satisfied for us, who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Spirit. This chapter starts off with the promise and the encouragement that if you have a relationship with Christ, you're not condemned. Sometimes we feel like we're being condemned because people say stuff. And sometimes we look at our own lives and we condemn ourselves. But the truth is that yeah, if you have a personal relationship with Christ, if Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you've been freed. You don't belong to yourself because Jesus paid for you. You don't have to worry about being condemned because Jesus already paid the price. God knows our weaknesses. God knows as human beings, we are not able to be perfect because we always mess up. We mess up in our thoughts. We mess up in our actions. We mess up in our relationships. We mess up a ton. And because God knew that we couldn't even follow a group of laws that He set out for us through Moses, He knew. And because He knew, He gave us the way out. The law of Moses was put together hundreds of years ago. And things change. Life changes. Even rules today constantly change. If you think about all the things that we deal with now that they never had to deal with before, even in other generations, even the previous generation, the idea of texting, they didn't know about. The idea of cell phone usage, they might have had a comprehension of. The idea of the internet, instant messaging. Generations before us didn't have a clue. Some still don't. And we've got all these new things, and we couldn't keep up with the things of before. It's totally impossible to keep up with the things that constantly come out. And God knew that. And that's why He sent Jesus for us. So if you're having doubts and struggles and you're feeling down, The beautiful thing is that you don't have to cling to that. If you have that relationship with Christ, you don't have to condemn yourself. God knows that we have a conflict, and that's why God sent to us His Son. Unfortunately, sometimes we don't focus on that, and sometimes we don't follow the Spirit. Sometimes we let the sinful nature take control. And that's where verse 5 comes in. Verse 5 says this: those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. For the sinful nature is always hostile to God. It never did obey God's laws, and it never will. And that's why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please God. The question I got to ask is, who's in control? Is it your sinful nature, or is it the Holy Spirit? What's controlling your life? What's controlling your thoughts? One thing about how we live is that we choose who's in control. But it's a struggle. It seems to be a constant, endless struggle. And sometimes it feels overwhelming, because sometimes it seems like the sinful nature is always on top. Verse 9 gives some additional encouragement. But you're not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to Him at all. And Christ lives within you, so that even though your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives you life because you've been made right with God. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, He will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you. We don't have to be controlled by the sinful nature if we allow the Spirit of God to take control. We've got some great promises to connect with, to claim, to own for our own. If you don't have that personal relationship with Christ, why wait? You got all these promises that God gives to us. Why not claim them for your own? And if you have that personal relationship with Christ, check yourself. If you're living the way you need to be, praise God. Cling a little tighter to that. Give God additional control to take you to new levels in your life, to new changes, new stages in your life. And let Him fulfill the promises that He gives to us. The promise of freedom to live life without all the negative repercussions of a sin life. On the flip side, maybe you have that relationship with Christ, but you're not really living life the way God calls us to. Cut free some of those things. Know that you can't do it on your own, and you gotta let God work in you and work through you. There's so many other things for us to look at in this chapter. There's some additional hope. There's some additional encouragement. There's additional promises throughout this chapter. I'd encourage you to take some time. Read through all of Romans chapter 8. Allow God to encourage you. Allow God to challenge you. Perhaps you want more. In addition to Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 12 has some incredible things about how God wants us to think, about how God wants us to choose how to think, and the positives that God has for us. And maybe you're struggling with some of the things that you think about in regard to yourself. as far as what you're capable of and what you have to do, check out Romans chapter 12 and see all the possibilities. For additional information and options, you can always check out cefcyouth.com. But for now, I'm going to cut you loose. God bless you tons, and we'll talk to you later.